There are fresh revelations that young foreign workers are being deliberately underpaid in parts of the blueberry industry on the New South Wales north coast. An investigation by the Australian Workers Union claims they're being exploited by dodgy labour hire firms, and forced to accept below-award wages to maintain their working holiday visas. The labour hire firms and farms contacted by the ABC deny the allegations. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been following the story and joins us live now. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Tom.
So tell us more about these allegations.
Well, these are quite shameful allegations, if true, and it's been a very long and hard investigation by the McKell Institute, which is a think tank, and they were commissioned by the Australian Workers Union to look at horticulture, but to really focus on the New South Wales North Coast area of around Coffs Harbour, where blueberries have really taken off, and actually a lot of people might remember Coffs Harbour being synonymous with bananas and the big bananas. Well, these days, the Coffs Coast provides 65% of Australia's blueberries crop. It's also been pretty much a sun-drenched magnet for foreign workers who come here to Australia to pick berries, and this is important for them to roll over their working holiday visas and to complete these required 88 days on these visas to get another year. They have to, in some cases, except below award wages. And we've heard cases where some of these workers have been forced to accept $3 an hour, which is pretty appalling. I spent the last couple of weeks tracking down some of the these workers who, are, of course, are unhappy at the way they've been treated. One of them is an Argentinian man, Latiro Wickman, 28 years old. He was unemployed in Argentina and decided to come out to Australia. During COVID, when work was hard to find, he went up to the Coffs Coast to pick blueberries, and he said in some cases he was paid less than $10 an hour.
I was really surprised about it. My first thought was like, I didn't know this could happen in Australia. Like, I had this image of the country that was very fair about working and about the wages and that stuff. So it really took me by surprise that this was legal, you know?
Do you feel that you've been exploited?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Completely. Every other job I had, even the Uber Eats job, was very worth it, you know. I pay my staff and save a little.
Presumably you've complained about this. What's been the response?
No one complains because we need it, you know. We need the job. They know we are desperate for our payslip, and it's hard to find another farm, you know. It's not been easy to get another job. No, I've never complained about it.
Would you leave if you had another job?
Totally. Yeah, I would.
And who are you dealing with, labour hire firms or the farms directly?
I have a contractor. The people that run the company, like the contractors, are not even in Australia. The people I talk with, she's a Spanish girl, and I've been told that she's actually in Spain.
Do you think that the farms that use the labour hire contractors are aware that they're underpaying their workers?
Yeah, probably.
Or they just don't want to know?
I think they are not stupid. You don't have to be very smart to know what is going on, you know? They take advantage of that.
Latiro Wickman speaking to our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, who's with us live. Pete, with these allegations, has there been any response?
Well, firstly, the labour hire firms that I contacted over the last week or so refused to speak on the record. Many of them were mobile phone numbers. Some appeared to be overseas. But the ones that I spoke to who spoke English had denied the claims that vulnerable workers are being exploited or mistreated. I also chatted on background with a couple of the farms or suppliers on the Coffs Coast. None of these were directly named in the report. And to be fair, we're not naming any of these farms at all, because clearly there are the majority of farms that do the right thing and protect workers' rights. Yeah. One larger company I spoke to refused to comment but said that any allegations of wages theft should be referred directly to the employers or directly to the Fair Work Ombudsman for investigation.
Okay, Pete, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.